I arrive in the town about sunset. Autumn leaves blowing around the square. Gosh, that wind is cold and icy. From the church I hear voices in prayer. Flickering lights from distant windows. Yes, I can see those big old log fires. Glowing cozy and friendly, like the warmth in my Mary's eyes. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. This I learned as I started to roam. And the years of pain and heartache have now guided my footsteps back home. I wander slowly over to the little house set back a ways from the main road. And I gaze at the firelight shining within and kind of snuggle down further in my coat. Oh yes, there it is, the same old drive. I tremble as I knock on the door. And the angel with soft eyes tells me, Mary doesn't live here anymore. She asks me in out of the biting wind to sit down a while and warm up. And then she hands me strong black coffee in a very familiar cup. This cup belonged to my father, she said, but he's been gone some years now. My mom got real upset when he left her, but she carried on, Lord knows how. I used to hear her crying every night and calling out his name. Of course, I don't remember him, I was too young, but this house never did seem the same. Oh, we used to be so happy, he'd sit me on his knee. We'd laugh and sing together, just Mom, my dad, and me. Well, that was all some while ago, but Mom has been dead 3 years now. I reckon she had no will to live anymore. Seems like that, anyhow. I've been married to Jim for the past 2 years and really happy together. But enough of my talk. You must be real cold walking about in this icy weather. I stared at her with tired eyes. My mind felt numb and cold. My little girl, so grown up now, why, she must be 20 years old. Then she asked me if I'd known her mom, but I had to tell a lie. Oh no, she was kind of a friend of mine. I could feel the teardrop leave my eye. Well, I just thought I'd look her up, you know, for old time's sake. I best be getting along now. Already my heart is beginning to break. I wander back into the night. The wind is getting colder. My own child doesn't know me, I think, and I feel so much older. I look up to the clouded sky and I pray to the stars above. Oh, dear Lord, please tell Mary I'm sorry and give her my lasting love.